When I heard that Herman had been arrested, I figured I would be next, but I was already sick and did not have the energy to leave town. I was arrested at my apartment by two detectives and a federal agent. The state inspector had sworn out a warrant charging me with a violation of Public Health Law 334 for giving a wrong name on a prescription. The two detectives were the con man and the tough guy team. The con man was asking me, "How long have you been using junk, Bill? You know you ought to give a right name on those scripts." Then the tough guy would break in, "Come on, come on, we're not Boy Scouts." But they were not much interested in the case, and no statement from me was necessary. On the way downtown, the federal man asked me some questions and filled out a form for their records. I was taken to the tombs, mugged and fingerprinted. While I was waiting to go before the judge, the con man gave me a cigarette and began telling me what a bad deal junk is. "Even if you get by with it 30 years, you're only kidding yourself. Now you take these sex degenerates." His eyes glistened. "The doctors say they can't help themselves." The judge set bail at 1,000. I was taken back to the tombs, ordered to take off my clothes and get under the shower. An apathetic guard poked through my clothes. I got dressed again, went up in the elevator, and was assigned to a cell. At 4 p.m., we were locked in our cells. The doors closed automatically from a master switch with a tremendous clang that echoed through the cell block. The last of the codeine was running out. My nose and eyes began to run, sweat soaked through my clothes. Hot and cold flashes hit me as though a furnace door were swinging open and shut. I lay down on the bunk, too weak to move. My legs ached and twitched so that any position was intolerable, and I moved from one side to the other, sloshing about in my sweaty clothes. A Negro voice was singing, get up, woman, off your big, fat, rusty, dusty. Voices drifted back and forth. 40 years, man, I can't do no 40 years. At 12 that night, my old lady bailed me out and met me at the door with some goofballs. Goofballs help a little. Next day I was worse and could not get out of bed, so I stayed in bed taking Nembis at intervals. At night I would take 2 strips of Benzedrine and go out to a bar where I sat right by the jukebox. When you're sick, music is a great help. Once in Texas, I kicked a habit on weed, a pint of Paregoric, and a few Louis Armstrong records. Almost worse than the sickness is the depression that goes with it. One afternoon, I closed my eyes and saw New York in ruins. Huge centipedes and scorpions crawled in and out of empty bars and cafeterias and drugstores on 42nd Street. Weeds were growing up through cracks and holes in the pavement. There was no one in sight. After 5 days, I began to feel a little better. After 8 days, I got the chucks and developed a tremendous appetite for cream puffs and macaroons. In 10 days, the sickness had gone. My case had been postponed.